an avian flu vaccine isn't quite ready yet, and strength in soybean and wheat markets pulled corn higher too. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says a vaccine for avian influenza isn't quite ready for widespread use, but progress is being made. Speaking recently, Rollins noted that while researchers are advancing vaccine development, there are still key hurdles to overcome, including effectiveness across multiple strains and how a vaccine could impact trade. The poultry industry remains cautious, as some export markets restrict imports from countries that vaccinate flocks. Rollins said,
"It is so devastating to have to depopulate tens of thousands, millions of birds, and we believe the answer is a vaccine. But we don't have all the data, and I am not willing to put America up on the experimental block."
In the meantime, Rollins emphasized that the USDA is continuing to focus on biosecurity and rapid response efforts to limit outbreaks. Bird flu has already led to significant poultry losses and higher egg prices in recent years, keeping pressure on both producers and consumers.
$100 million we've spent on innovation. I think 80% of that is going into the research behind a vaccine and potential pilot projects that we'll be rolling out.
Rollins says the goal is to have a safe, effective vaccine ready if and when it's needed. But for now, prevention remains the top priority. I'm Greg Allen.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Moisture trying to move out of the state here as we move through your Tuesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Farm Forecast. Started the day with a lot of cloud cover over the region, but the heart of this weather system that brought moisture in overnight is exiting off to the east and northeast. I think clouds break up by midday, and we should see partly sunny skies for this afternoon. There's a second surge of moisture down to the south that wants to come out of the southern plains, rather central plains, across the Missouri Valley and southern Illinois for this afternoon. This rips up the Ohio Valley overnight. I only mention this not because I think we get a lot of moisture out of it. I think we can see some scattered showers in far southeastern Michigan, but I do think it throws some cloud cover our way. And the other thing is, as that system moves through, what it does do is draw down cold Canadian air. We are chilly for tomorrow afternoon, and then we stay chilly Thursday and Friday. In the cold air, plenty of clouds around. I won't rule out a few spits and sprinkles at times, but we definitely have a run into the 30s on the way again. Farther north you go, the better chances you have of frost and hard freeze. So cold air for Thursday, for Friday, and for Saturday. Temperatures moderate on Sunday. In that temperature moderation, a few hit and miss scattered showers probably developing Sunday. And then early next week, Monday night into Tuesday, massive low comes through, big rains behind it. Cold air wants to settle back down again. And this kicks off, I think, a fairly active period for the week next week. So Monday night, Tuesday, there's rain in the warm air, cold air surge back and forth. There's another batch of moisture that develops Wednesday night through Thursday. Cold air in for Friday, Saturday. And I think we have more moisture to start the following week, Monday the 11th into Tuesday the 12th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Get ready. We definitely are not done with cold air yet. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
Those final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but right now let's take a closer look at what happened. Higher all around throughout the session as global production issues, including continued drought here in the U.S., supported markets. Crude oil was over $2 higher, and export inspections came in within expectations. Here's Andy Eubank along with John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper for a closer look.
A pretty nice move to the plus side, especially in soybeans and the wheat market, John, getting a pull higher was the corn market as well. So a banner day, really, to start things off. Are we looking at overall worldwide and here in the U.S. just some crop concerns at this point?
Some of this is crop concerns, certainly for corn. I think it's too early for beans to be concerned about. In fact, we're off to a pretty fast start in soybeans overall. Iowa, Missouri might be the exclusion to that so far, but definitely some concerns about Iowa. And, you know, we've got some, I think Des Moines will probably go over 8 inches today. Davenport probably over 7. Then, you know, north of Des Moines a ways, probably 67 inches. Again, it's a monthly accumulation, so that's too much to at least get off to a fast start like they did a year ago. So a little bit behind the eight ball now. Things are certainly moving along better here in most of the Eastern Belt, Indiana, Ohio in particular. Some good portions of Illinois moving along quickly as well. Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota. So mixed, but just enough. And the number one corn producing state in the country having problems. So definitely has some attention there.
And that was John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper. May corn finished showing a lot of strength, up 5 3/4 to 460 3/4. July corn up 5 3/4 as well to 469 1/4. May soybeans worked the high side too, up 13.5 to 1177 1/4. July beans also sitting pretty at 1192, up 13.5. May wheat rallied to 621 1/2, up 13 1/4. June live cattle was up $3.72 to $248.95, and June lean hogs were at $102.17, up 27 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.